This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Don't raise trade just yet. Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adrianosaurus.
It's done. The final podcast of the preseason. Boy, fullbacks, it's the one that everyone has been waiting for. Unfortunately, probably the most boring one because there's not a whole lot of names. As everyone's watching on YouTube, Adrian's wearing fucking God knows what. Shirt, jacket.
Get out of here. It's a prestige position fullback, so you've got to dress for the occasion. I should have got a shirt, but I just got straight out of the shower and put on the old dinner suit, the pink one with the pink bow tie. I think Tommy Turbo would approve. I'm dressed up for the occasion.
Goodness me. Well, we are here to talk about fullbacks. The most key position in, Supercoach. Not fucking around with any cheapies, not getting really cute. It's a position that has become so crucial in many years gone by that it's two guns minimum. Nothing to be expected. I mean, there was a little bit of up in the airness with Turbo having the round two bye and a little bit iffy with his hammy, but looks like he's playing round one, so he should be basically an automatic lock. So then it comes down to, what are you doing with your second position? And we're going to be here to breaking down all the options. And last year, Latrell Mitchell came back in. He was fixture-proof. He was sensational. Had, half the year off and then came in and looked absolutely sensational. Averaged 85, it's just fucking unreal. He was sensational.
He was, people were sort of debating when he was coming back. Well, because obviously you should be cautious about hammies, and that's probably the thing with Tommy going into this year. But Latrell, didn't he just put all the doubters into the quiet corner? Because he is an absolute supreme player. He's got a bit of the David Fifitas about him. He doesn't really get involved, all the time. But when he does, he racks up points, points.
I think I've said it a couple of times in this podcast. There was a game last year where I think after 25 minutes, he was on 13 points and finished the game with 160, 170 odd. So he scored that. And he went off 10 minutes early as well. So he scored basically 150 points in 55 minutes. So, the bloke could just, he can do it. He's the focal point of South's attack and he's priced at just under 900K. So not cheap at all, 899K. But currently it's 16% ownership. Now, the talk with Trell is obviously that draw. South have a putrid draw, but Trell has shown he is fixture-proof. Trell is not in your team right now. Is price the only reason for that?
It is price because I just kind of cannot resist going to Tommy Turbo with the savings that you can get with Tommy Turbo. And I just think that Tommy Turbo's got no issue at all if he plays a full game to getting the points that Latrell can get. And probably has a bigger ceiling. He gets bigger scores than Latrell. So I kind of feel like it's too hard to ignore. And if I was actually choosing between two, it would be Trell and Teddy. Because I just think that you cannot ignore the value of Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think Turbo, we will establish that, just based off his pedigree, that he has to be in your side now that he is suiting up for round one. The difference between Trell and Teddy is 60K. Teddy last year did average 79, currently priced at 833K, 42.4% ownership. That's high. But does have that, beautiful matchup against the Dolphins in round one. Amongst all the premiums, Cleary does have the Broncos and it's in an early game during the week. So he is pretty much a viable VC option. But, in terms of the out and out guns, Teddy has the best draw and presents a lot of value at captaincy, hence probably the 43% ownership there.
Yeah, definitely. But he's not without some sort of detracting points, and one being the bye and trying to balance the amount of Roosters players that you have. I think he's one of the ones you should have, just quietly. But I mean, I remarked on my podcast that he looked like somebody that probably could have skipped the preseason after a busy World Cup. And I don't even really understand. I know it was only, you know, short term, but why did he even front up for that trial?
Yeah,
he looked tired to me. He looked a little bit slow and probably looked a bit. It's no good if someone looks tired before round one, and he did look a little tired to me.
He's now approaching 30 years of age as well, so he's not getting any younger. It's a position that requires a lot of speed. Teddy's a little bit different in that fullback sense. He's not so much quick. He's just very elusive with the ball in hand and loves to take jinky runs at the line. So that's where his value sort of lies in terms of Supercoach.
Does 42, is that that's past antipod territory. That's more scary if you go against it, isn't it?
Yeah, because yeah, it's more, it's that's ceiling more, bloke. It's more yeah. like, it's more like, fuck, if I don't have him, then we're in trouble. So I just think with the captaincy option that he presents round one and the fact that, you know, Terrell does have that tough draw, I'm not saying that Terrell will falter at all. I'm just much more confident in a Teddy in round one than someone like a Latrell with his draw. The third man up on the list, Scott Drinkwater, 746K, 6.8% ownership average.
You're so anti Drinkwater.
Oh, man, I hate Drinkwater this year. Average.
He was pretty bloody good last year.
And that's the thing.
Like, I did put that in the notes for you because it was 17 points better.
100%, but he was 5'8 last year. Like, we could pick him at 5'8. Whereas now, like, he has to compete with the big boys at fullback, and I don't like it. I know that the Cowboys have a great draw. I just don't think he has the ceiling to warrant the price tag. The same reason why I'm anti Reece Robson. Do I think they're bad picks? No. I just don't see they're presenting the value. You have him projected at a 69. I'm probably closer to a 65. Oh, we probably should go back and Latrell. So Latrell, you had projected an 85. I think that's probably pretty bang on with where he's at. I don't see him having any kind of huge regression or huge upside. I think that's just Latrell's usage. Maybe a slight 2 or 3 point downgrade if he can't match last year, but I'm not too fussed. Teddy, you had projected an 83, so you've got a 4 point upside. I'm probably happy to stick around the 79, 80 points a game until we see different. But yeah, Scott Drinkwater, I've got at a 65. You got at a 69. I just, it's the draw, and that's what's getting people enticed. I'm just not keen. I mean, last year had the duel. Really handy. This year, I'm not so much keen. And well,
with him is he finished on a 71 last year, and if he just scrapped out of some of those low ones in him, his average could be a lot better. So that's the question: has he now cemented himself? Because, you know, he hadn't had a huge run in first grade. He finally, that's why the Hammers gone to the Dolphins, because they said, we want you, Scott. He had a full season in there, and he really flourished in that position. He knows it's his now. He's got no Hammer on his back. He's got the whole season to go. Do you think he just relaxes into it and cuts those low ones out? He just, you know, I mean, you look at that dropout that he did the other day. It looks like he's going to have his hands in everything they do. I reckon I haven't got him quite getting 70, but I reckon he's going to be right, a tick under 70. Mm. He's in the fullback position. There's lots of opportunities there. He is a good ball player, so he will chime into their back line, hopefully passing to Tavel.
Tavel would be handy.
In that draw to start the year, people are asking me, can I save money on Latrell and Tedesco and go Drinkwater and Turbo?
No.
Can you do that?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
Fuck no. I mean, then again, I'm very anti Drinkwater. I just don't see it. I just don't see it, in all honesty. I think if we have the Cowboys regressing a little bit...
I think you're a little bit of a Cowboys hater.
No, maybe a Todd Payton hater. He left us high and dry. No, look, I don't know. Like, it's just... It's tough. I mean, all these guys are priced at their max, I feel. And if we're feeling the Cowboys are going to regress, and I feel Scott Drinkwater will regress. But no, I am a big fan of Drinkwater. I remember when Hammer started the season at fullback, and I think he had an injury, and Drinkwater came in for one game and killed it. And I made a tweet, and I was like, and Todd Payton thinks Drinkwater isn't in his best 17. And I got slammed for that tweet, and it turned out that, you know, he was the best fullback. So I am a fan of Drinkwater. I'm just not a fan at, 746K. That can fuck right off. I mean, if he was Jewel, if he still had the 5/8 Jewel, then yeah, but no.
You can't stack him up against Tedesco. I mean, it's not enough of a saving on Tedesco, really, is it?
No, and that's the thing, like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he no longer has the duel. He now has to compete with the likes of Trell, Teddy, Turbo, and Clint Gutherson, who we're going to talk on now. 717K, 2.1% ownership. Last year, averaged 68. You got him this year pegged at a 69.6. That's oddly specific.
I just did the equation on the old calculator. And that's what he came out on, what I projected.
Yeah, look, Gutho is one of the most consistent guys. I put a thing on Twitter saying that I was tempted to make a second account, make a dead team where I'd make no trades all year. And I'm actually looking at Gutho as my one of my fullbacks in that team. Just because he will play, you know, he will rock up all season, give his all. He just doesn't quite have the ceiling of the other guys. Like, if you pick Gutho, he's not going to let you down, but he's not really going to propel you up the leaderboard. He's just very consistent. Really respect his game, but just probably not Supercoach elite. And at 717K, I'm just not seeing a whole lot of value or a whole lot of keeper status in him. It just puts him in that sort of situation.
Yeah, I mean, Latrell, he could have a Gutho score by halftime.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just how easy it is for him. Gutho, he can get on some runs sometimes. And that round six, we already looked at it on other positional podcasts, is pretty good. So, you know, I'd be lying if I said I haven't owned Gutho from time to time when I played a bit of fullback roulette. But I just think 2.1 is crazy. I mean, Drinkwater at 6.8. Gutho at 2.1, it's people just trying to crumb a little bit of savings, and you and I are both anti that in the fullback.
Gutho's like that 5 out of 10 at the bar that you take home, and everyone's done it. Everyone's taken a 5 out of 10 home. You never want to admit it, but we've all done it, and we just have to move on with our experiences. Dylan Edwards, 701K, 4.7% ownership. I'm surprised that he's higher owned than Gutho, to be honest. Surprised he's also, what is he, 2% less than Drinkwater, which seems weird.
He's weird. He hasn't played a game in the preseason. He didn't play their preseason game. And he's always been a bit no frills. So I just don't know why you're sort of going that. I think people saw what he did last year and thought he was bankable and reliable. I think the Gutho is probably a similar sort of mold. That's why they're at the same sort of price. They're consistent. They're sort of boring and no frills. I want a fullback in there that, you know, head-to-head, because I play a lot of head-to-head gashies.
Yes.
I want a guy who can get 150 and just jag me a win to get in the win column. And I know that they'll probably average out only 10 points different, but those ones that never have a low one in them, like Teddy, but on occasion they'll get a big one, and that sort of pumps their average up 10 points better than these other guys, those are the ones I want. Occasionally I want a big one. Even those players like, Latrell, that sometimes they'll have a quiet game and it's a 40, you can get by on that, and then the next week you'll do a 120 and you win your head-to-head. I just like those ones more. Dylan Edwards will go and score you 60, 70 every week. It's just the way he is.
Yeah, very, very consistent.
Sight unseen, and I've got him and Gutho right at the same – I did the same equation.
Yes.
Very similar PPM. They're both going to play 80 minutes. There's your projection for the year.
Both sides probably go back a little bit as well. Penrith and Parramatta both probably take a slight backseat as well, so I'm just not touching them. However – at 677K, 36.3% ownership. Last year only averaged 61. The year before averaged 143, something that we will never, ever, ever see again.
The Manly colours.
2021 Supercoach stud Tom Trbojevic. You've got him projected at an 82. That could be low. I mean, if we get Turbo at his best, that could be low.
I've got Tedesco and Latrell higher, haven't I? So, look, I'm just giving him a conservative
back
to the game in a full season.
I don't think we should do a Supercoach average projection. We should do a total games played projection.
I mean, if Tommy Turbo gets 10 games, you just feel like game 5, he's going to be better. Then game 6, he's going to be better. Game 7, like that. If he plays a good clump of games together, who knows what it could be. He could be the top averaging player this year easily.
100%.
If he gets a number of games under his belt.
All that we need is for him to play 8 weeks. That's all I care about. Because after 8 weeks, he will have risen enough cash. If he does break down, then it's easy to jump to a trail or someone else.
Yeah, because he's made enough money, yeah.
Because fuck,
right,
if he goes down round one, you're sitting there trying to find 200K to go after trail. You're like, shit.
I was reading a question out to the Supercoach Gardens on my podcast, and I was like, people who are wondering how much of a must-have I think Tommy Turbo is, you know who costs more than Tommy Turbo? And it was Josh Papali'i. Costs more than Tommy Turbo. Vitesse New costs more than Tommy Turbo.
Fuck it.
Get Tommy Turbo in your team. He's an absolute must-have.
I want to spend a bit of time on Turbo because, I don't know, look, I'm no fucking Supercoach genius mind. I've had a couple of top 100 finishes and perennial top 1,000 finishes, but you can never plan for injuries, I think. You don't be scared of injuries. That's my biggest thing. Like, don't fade Turbo because you're worried about the hamstring issues. Like, if they happen, they happen. But you can't live in fear, especially not with someone like him.
Well, I mean, Latrell's had hamstring issues too, and that's why Tommy Turbo went over to the States. So
Teddy's
they've always got that under the surface.
Teddy's first 3 years at the Tigers absolutely fucking ruined with injuries. I mean, like, he was... So that's the thing. Like, you can't... And there's been that much study done, like NRL physios dived into this so much. Like, hamstrings, they're not a muscle that just keeps re-aggravating because they're weak. I mean, Matt Moylan had terrible hamstrings, and he got through a full season last year. So I don't think you can look for monsters under the bed that aren't there right now. If you're scared about picking him, look, that's fine. Like, if you're someone that wants to play really conservative and just know that you guys are going to play each week, Dylan Edwards and Clint Gutherson, they're you guys. But if you're wanting to climb up the ranks, if you're wanting to compete with the best, if you're wanting to beat your mates, and that's, you know, what Adrian and I love, like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People think that we do this because we want to hype ourselves up. In reality, at the end, come September, I love when you guys show me that you've beaten your mates. And that's all I care about. And that's, I think, picking Tom Trbojevic is going to help you do that. I think taking a back seat and being conservative is not the way to go. Look, if Turbo was, what is he, 577? If he was 877, then yeah, I would consider not picking him. But at 577, he can rise 300K in about a month if we get him at his best.
He costs less than Lachlan Miller. You know, like, it's, you know, you don't understand. I mean, people who are not going Tommy Turbo don't understand the amount of savings. A guy who costs under 600K who can easily score more than anybody else in the game.
Well, Ronaldo Mulatalo, I tipped as the centre wing one, and I didn't peg it like a 72 average, and he was 602K. And Turbo's cheaper than that, and we're pegging him at an 82, and that's being conservative.
Conservative, yes. So, I mean, I just reckon... How can you ignore it? It's too impossible to ignore what he's capable of. Yeah, it's not Peter Vlandy's ball. There are some red flags there with the hamstrings, but they do have a bye in the round two. But you're going to hopefully you build a squad of 19, 20, 21, 22 players this year, and you're going to have to sit an expensive guy in round two. But what you get from it, which is the huge saving, 300K to Trell, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And Tommy Turbo's so cheap, and he's really an 800, 900, a million. We've seen him over the million mark. So yeah. I just will not go into the start of the season without him. Someone today said to me I was probably overselling it, saying he's a must-have.
No.
And this other person was going Latrell and Teddy, saying,
that's okay. Like, that's the thing. Like Turbo is a must-have, yes. But if you have the cash to go Teddy and Trell, then I'm not going to fucking say no, obviously.
Yeah, those are the three that if you've got two of those three combo, you're super coaching okay.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. In my opinion, I think it's the same as hooker. For me, I think Brandon Smith is probably too high of a value to skip out on, so it's a case of whether who you pair him up with, and I think fullback's the same. It's basically Turbo or it's Turbo and then Trell or Teddy, and I just think that, yeah, Turbo is just that good. It's funny because this time last year I was screaming black and blue in the face, do not pick Turbo, do not pick him. And it's funny how times change that, this time around
he's
I'm now...
The price. He's more than half the price.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, obviously, we're not expecting 144 average. I mean, if it happened, sick. But we're not really expecting that. The last viable fullback option is Reece Walsh at 500.
It's a tiny bit rogue, but he deserves a mention.
5.5% ownership. Average last year of 53, and you've got him pegged at a 69 average, so what's that, 16 points of value?
Yeah.
Boy, I swear, if he was goal-kicking, I would probably own him. But I just think... I mean, he looked really good in the trial, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of the reason why I pegged him. I pegged him at his best. At his best, I think he's going to be right pushing on a 70 average. He looked great in the trial. Is he confirmed for round one with that eye? Or is
I think so.
Touch and go.
I think so. I mean, I think you'll play. Would you rather have Reece Walsh or Dylan Edwards?
I don't know. I'd probably go Reece Walsh.
Just for the money. I think they'd probably average for the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take the savings and I reckon they'll probably be around the same. I've got him projected around the same. He's got a bit more flair in him, you know, which could relate to some good super coach attacking stats, you know, and he's sort of a new shiny toy. I just find Dylan Edwards a boring pick for super coach sometimes. I don't know if I've... Have you ever owned Dylan Edwards?
No, I'm a Dylan Edwards virgin.
Yeah, so I've never owned you. I never owned Reece Walsh as well. I have lost the bet to you on Reece Walsh. But I don't know if I'd go there with him. Yeah, I think he looked great in the trial. I think he'll actually be good for the Broncos. I think he'll be such a big piece in that team. So I don't mind it as a little pod move. I would have loved if he wasn't injured at all going into the season and he was at full health. I know it was a face thing, wasn't it? Eye socket.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess gear on.
That
are
comes...
you going to really go? So if someone's, you know, Tommy, are they going Tommy Turbo and Reece Walsh for a big saving?
Oh,
that's another combo I wouldn't go. Drinkwater and Turbo, or Reece Walsh and Turbo. I would want to get one of those anchors in Latrell or Teddy in there.
And I know this podcast is going to be very boring because we're basically just recommending three players and that's it. But we're recommending those for a reason. I just think with fullback being so crucial, it's a position that you're going to be captaining a lot. I mean, fuck, if I had the option, I would captain a fullback and vice-captain a fullback, but you can't do that.
I think the real big ceiling players are obviously halfback because we know Cleary and Hines can go 150s, 200s, and it happens in fullback. So often it's going to be you VCing a halfback into a fullback captain or a VC on a fullback into a halfback captain, and that's why you and I own, you know, Turbo and Teddy in fullback, and we own Hines and Cleary in halfback.
Yeah, can you just rotate the four of them?
It's haphazard of us to try to say to people, go cute and go rogue. We were saying today, there's on our other podcast about the centre wingers.
Hey, we said yesterday, mate. Try and keep kayfabe. Try and keep some kayfabe.
Oh, mate, look, you know, I'm wearing different clothes. Of course, it's a different day. But, you know, we were saying you can anti-pod a Val with a Garrick because they're going to be in the same sort of ballpark, but I get messages by people who I say, don't go that player in. Don't get cued in the fullback position. They do it. And, I feel burnt. So sorry for them because I say there's some positions where just you don't get cued.
And that's the thing. Like, we have been criticized in this podcast for pumping up too many players. But the players we do pump up, we would realistically own. Like, I would own a Val. I would own a Bronto. I would own a Mazu. Like, I'm not just saying it because I'm saying it. Like, but I would never own Gutho from round one. I would never own Dylan Edwards from round one. And that's why I'm just really against it. And that's why this podcast may be boring today, because I've had three fullbacks. I've made 400,000 teams and I've only ever had three fullbacks in them. It's not a position that I've ever rotated. Yeah. So
who were you? Yeah. You had a Trell and Teddy.
I had a Trell and Teddy. Yeah, I had a Trell and Teddy. And that was when the reports are that Turbo first redid his hamstring. I had a Trell and Teddy, I had a Trell and Turbo, and then a Turbo and Teddy, which is what I've sat on now, and I've sat on for a while. So, our teams are shaping up pretty well. My team is all but locked in. I don't know about yours. Pending Teamless Tuesday, my team is locked and ready to go, and we'll probably do, a reveal on Wednesday. Tomorrow at time of listening, so we'll do this Tuesday. Adrian and I still need to sit down and work out how the live show is going to be structured. Any thoughts that you guys have as to what you want the show to look like on a Tuesday, let me know, whether it be buyers, captains, our own personal trades, you know, from round two onwards, news, anything that you guys want to have included in the Tuesday show, feel free to let us know. This has been a very, very short one. I didn't expect it to...
Short and sweet to finish. Yeah. It's nice and easy.
Fullback.
Gives everybody just a little bite-sized piece and they can all get ready for
TLC. If you send me a team with anyone that's not... named in like the sixth, I'm just not going to read it. I'm just not. It's just not worth it. I saw someone had Taruva at fullback, and I was just like, why? Like, this was before he got Jewel.
I've had a couple of Pongers in fullback, and I was like, no. We were all waiting for him to be available in 5. This is what you say about Drinkwater. There's value in 5'8". There's nothing against the big boys in fullback. So pick one of the big three. And look, if you're a real cowboy, literally, you could... I reckon you can go Drinkwater with that draw.
No, you can't.
Those are the only four I would. That's the only four I'd consider. But I will say,
I don't endorse this message. Don't listen to
Age. You will not get shot in the foot if you get Tommy Turbo, apart from injury. You won't get shot in the foot with Turbo, Trell, or Teddy.
Those are fine. I do not endorse.
Drinkwater's a gamble that could pay off, but it could fail as well.
It will fail.
The ones
not could, it will. I can't wait for him to average 120 in the first three rounds.
Yeah, I mean, look, you make a good point because he has a low one in him. And if you, in your fullback, if someone else is getting 100 off one of these Teddy Latrell guys and you're getting a 25 off Drinkwater, because
it's not that he has a low one. It's just, I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure there was a game last year where he had three or four try assists and didn't get 100.
Yeah, well, that's it, because that's all he does. You know, he'll get a line break sometimes because he slips through a gap, you know, but he's a different sort of one for scoring. There's not a lot of bumping off tackles and stuff. He'll get a line break, but, you know, people are going to go in because he's a little bit cheaper and people are going to want to slice the Cowboys in their draw. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm not willing to gamble myself in the fullback position. I'm not a gambler. Look, last year he had a 43 in the fullback position, a 46. He had a 12 in a 77-minute game. A 12. He had a 36. You know, so those are going to hurt you. That he had finished with a 71 average getting those scores, and you'll never get a 17 out of Teddy usually. Although last year, didn't Teddy get a real low one?
Yeah, let's not remind about that. But anyway, this has been the Dual Position Podcast preseason edition done for 2023. It's been a big one. We've done 17 team previews, 6 position breakdowns, a couple of other team reveals, a few YouTube videos here and there. So, you know, there's been probably, mate, I would say 25 hours of content that we've done the preseason, not including, you know, your own podcast, not including all the posts that we make. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the preseason. Thank you so much for sitting with us throughout the entire duration. It's the pointy end of the season, Ado. The next time that we speak will be after TLT.
It'll be Listmas Tuesday.
It'll be after TLT, and boy howdy, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for having us on. It's been a good preseason. I'm glad we sort of busted them all out and got them in time. And I look forward to the live shows. We all get so excited. I've got to go to a stupid conference, so I'm not going to be back until the afternoon. So I'll probably miss all the live TLT stuff.
Yeah, I'll be at work too. I think I knock off at 4, so I knock off at the perfect time.
Yeah, I'll get home just in time. So yeah, I'm really pumped. Should be terrific. And it's been a great preseason, a lot of content, and it's been a pleasure to deliver it to the punters.
Anthony Milford in the 6th jersey confirmed. I've been the SC Whisperer. I've been joined by SC Adrianosaurus. Thank you so much for sticking with us during the preseason. We will see you at 7:30 New South Wales time on Tuesday night. But thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.